Ooh. Sorry about that feedback there. Some headphones were making a noise in the studio. But thanks for tuning back in to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks again to my previous guests, Jamie Spikes and Judy Boy with Cancer Companions. We're shifting gears again. We're going to be doing that one more time this morning. In studio now, Benita Edwards and Marion Moore. Benita is with the Army Community Service Employment Readiness, and Marion Moore is with Fort Riley Education Services. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And so we're going to be talking a little bit about Fort Riley's hiring fair. That's coming up November 8th. There's going to be more than 100 employers and schools there. So tell me a little bit about the education fair, you know, some of the background, you know, important things like date, times, locations.
We'll be having our fair on the 8th, which is next Thursday, and it will be from 10 to 2 o'clock. And we're looking for a good turnout. It's open to active duty, their family members, their children who are at least high school age, and also open to the whole Flint Hills area.
And what are some of the companies or organizations that will be there looking to pick up new employees?
Yes, we have a nice turnout this year with our employers. Some of the employers that will be on site will be, of course, our Fort Riley civilian personnel, Flint Hills Job Corps. We have K-State Careers that will be on board, Ford Motors, Caterpillar, Armed Forces Bank, Landmark Bank, Geary County, and of course, there's much more. And you can get a full list on our Fort Riley Facebook or Army Community Service Facebook as well.
And what's kind of the goal of this event? You're hoping to get people associated with military personnel, maybe their family members, to be able to get a job in the community, I imagine.
Right. The goal is to provide the Fort Riley, Junction City, Manhattan, all the surrounding areas, the opportunity to network with potential employers and universities as well.
And this is this sort of for people maybe down the road if they're active duty? Is this maybe looking ahead for when they get out of service to be able to maybe see a job in the future?
Yes. This is a great platform that our employers use for our transitioning soldiers, family members, veterans, even our civilian workers as well for employment.
And for folks coming out to the fair itself, what are some things that maybe they need to know? Do they need to bring anything with them, any documents or anything like that?
Yes. Well, on the hiring side, of course, we want to go ahead and have that resume ready. Be prepared for interviews as well, you know, just in case. You know, no pressure, you know, but there will be a possibility for you to do your interviews on site.
And is this the first year you've been doing the hiring fair, or has this been going on for a few years?
It's been going on for several years. At least, we should be at least about 10 years in.
10 years in? And what's been the success rate so far with this? Have you been seeing a lot of people be able to pick up jobs or maybe just get leads for the future there?
Right, mostly leads. We do have employment, not only the local employers that will be there, we do have nationwide state employers as well. Even for our soldiers that are not staying local, we do have opportunities for them as well to get connected with jobs elsewhere.
And is this a yearly thing, or do you do it multiple times a year?
This is annual, as far as it's specifically hiring an education fair. And we usually do it in the month of November.
Okay. And so it's kind of maybe, yeah. And so there's also a number of, as you said, it's an education fair in addition to a hiring fair. So what educational institutions might be represented there? I imagine K-State will be there.
Yes, K-State will be there. We have about 50 schools, and we have some educational resources that will be there as well. We have some trade and vocational schools, and those include such schools as Washburn Technical Institute. We have Midwest Barber College. We have Bellis Academy. So a little bit of cross range of those schools. And then we have some larger universities and colleges from various parts of the United States. Here in Kansas, we have Baker coming, Fort Hays, Pittsburgh State. And we'll also have Southern New Hampshire University, University of Tulsa, University of Missouri, quite a range.
And prepping for maybe to check out a prospective school is a little different than prepping for a job interview or a prospective job interview. What should people coming to maybe check out some of the universities or schools there be prepared to do?
Well, it's always a good idea to bring a copy of transcripts, even if they're unofficial. And especially if the individual has questions, they can run those by the advisor or the school representative that is there. One of the things that, of course, prospective students are concerned about, how am I going to pay for this? Very often they can breach the school advisor. Many of the schools have lowered tuition for military or military-related individuals. And we also have resources that will be at the fair from the VA concerning GI Bill. We'll have the Fort Riley Combined Scholarship Fund representative. We'll have education counselors there to speak about Army tuition assistance. We also have Army Reserve counselor and someone there to represent federal financial aid. So those are questions that are necessary to be asked.
Yeah, it sounds like those are some pretty important representatives to be there, especially regarding education.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Yes.
And for folks who want to learn more, and maybe they're thinking about coming out, they're not sure. They're maybe not even still sure what will be there. Where should they contact you, or who should they contact to learn a little bit more about the fair?
They're welcome to contact the Education Center. And our number there is 785-239-6481. We're located at 211 Custer Avenue. And we also have on our webpage, our Education Services webpage, and we have Facebook post, and we'll be listing the schools that will be attending on our homepage.
And it's a reminder, that's November 8th, Fort Riley, Riley's Conference Center.
Correct.
What are the times again for that?
Between 10 and 2.
And for folks who might not have some trouble getting on base, I don't imagine this will be very many people, considering it's a lot of military personnel are being served by this. What are some ways that for people maybe coming from outside of the community to be able to get on?
Well, it's necessary to come on to post from the airfield gate, and there is a location there where they can go ahead and get a pass. Now, if they have a sponsor with a federal ID, and they still need to have some type of identification, but they can get on post with that sponsor. But they need a pass if they have no affiliation with the military. And it might take a few minutes, so I highly recommend they start out a little bit early.
Yeah, maybe they should come to the event a little early, too, just in case, too. I imagine it would be pretty populated.
Well, they even can get their pass days before. So that's a good idea if they're in the area. That way they won't be hassled on that day and have to wait.
And we're running just about out of time here, but are there any final thoughts or any things related to the fair you want to touch on before we head on out? Or do we cover it all pretty well?
I think we covered all pretty well, but just to let everyone know that this fair is open to everyone. It's not just military affiliation, but is open to the whole surrounding community.
Fantastic. So, well, Benita, Marion, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, and we hope to see a big turnout at the fair next week.
All right. And one more segment coming up here. Dave Atchison from USD 383 is going to come in. We're going to close out the show. So stay tuned for more here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.